What's up, guys? It's Dave. It's been a little while since I did an audio boo, but I figured I'd do one real quick, mostly because I was sitting here thinking, trying to think of something that I could post to my blog at davekemick.com. That's DaveKemick.com. Nice to get a little bit of shilling in there. You can check it out if you're into, like, gaming and technology and stuff. But to be honest, I haven't posted in a little bit, mostly just because I've been kind of busy and haven't really had a whole lot to say, so I don't know, hopefully I'll get back on that pretty soon. But what I wanted to talk about today was just the cool stuff that's happening on the digital download services for gaming, like Xbox Live and PSN. It's kind of funny, I'm a gamer, but I haven't put an actual disc in my console of choice for a couple weeks now, basically since Battlefield 1943 came out 2 weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago. I've always just been going to my dashboard and launching the games that I have downloaded on my 360, which is pretty cool if you think about it, not having to mess with discs. But most importantly, just the fact that Microsoft and Sony are actually getting behind the digital download services, and that there are some quality games coming and some full experiences compared to some of the more arcadey stuff that we saw at the beginning of this generation of consoles. So I just really wanted to make two recommendations real quick. The first of which is Battlefield 1943, like I just mentioned. It's a multiplayer-only game. It has three classic maps from the original Battlefield 1942 game. And if you know anything about me, I'm a huge Battlefield fan. I've played 1942, I played Battlefield Vietnam, I played Battlefield 2, as well as some mods for that. And I also played Bad Company, 2142, even Battlefield Heroes, the browser-based game, I played that as well. So I'm a huge fan of the Battlefield games just because they're some of the best multiplayer experiences I think you can have, whether you're on a PC or a console. I think it's just great. Totally fun. As long as you have a decent squad that you can hook up with. I have a good group of regular people that we usually play with, so it's really fun. And the second one is kind of a throwback game. A classic game in the adventure sort of genre of games, which kind of has faded lately. You know, games like Sam & Max, Day of the Tentacle, games that used to be really popular in the 90s, early 90s, but we haven't really seen much of. Myst is another good example. One of the best games from, or series of games from that genre, is the Secret of Monkey Island games. They're hugely popular. They have a huge cult, I don't know if it's a cult following, but a huge following of people who are fans of the games. And luckily for those people, the first Monkey Island game has been remade for Xbox Live Arcade. I don't know if it's on PSN. I know the Battlefield 1943 is on both Xbox Live and PSN. I'm not sure about Monkey Island. I have it for Xbox Live, and I have to say it's really great. It's 800 points, which I think is like 10 bucks. Battlefield 1943, by the way, is 15 bucks, but that's a great price for what you get, which is basically like a full-featured experience. But Monkey Island is 10 bucks. You get the whole game, and if you haven't played it, even if you have, I had played it before, but it had been a while. So a lot of the puzzles in the game, I hadn't really remembered how to get around them. So it's a full-length game. I mean, you'll spend some time on it. So some people say, oh, it's a game that was made back in the 90s, and it's still 10 bucks. That's kind of, you know, expensive, but I don't think it is at all, because they remade it. The graphics look great, and you can even pop back and forth in between the new graphics, the new updated graphics, and the classic, I'm not sure what it came out on originally, like Commodore or something, old PC graphics, which is kind of cool to see. And you do it in real time, there's no loading, you can do it back and forth with just a press of a button, really. So if you're into the Monkey Island games or adventure games in particular, check it out. It's really great, and most importantly, support the developer, because they've said that if this game is successful, if it's popular, that they'll redo some of the older games. And one game in particular that I've always wanted to play, but I never got a chance to just because I couldn't find a copy, was Day of the Tentacle. It's another game in that vein, but I just never got around to playing it, like I said. And they said that that's one possibility, that they would remake Day of the Tentacle and also bring it to, you know, Steam and Xbox Live and PSN. So hopefully they do that. So really, that's just my quick, well, not quick, this is actually my longest audio boo.